a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, let's get back to it. Thanks for staying with us through that break. Robert and Mary with you for our personal connection segment of today's broadcast, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Yes, and you know what? You're going to be hearing about a lot of new, exciting options coming from Travel Guard on our program in the coming weeks. Travelers may think they don't need coverage, but the reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it gives you protection in an awful lot of ways.
You know, it really does, folks. Whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, 2 weeks ago, you heard us broadcasting from the Four Seasons Westlake Village, and on the Monday following our broadcast, we took some time to visit the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in nearby Simi Valley. Melissa Giller is an executive with the Reagan Foundation Library and Museum, and we've asked her to join us today to help us share this special destination with all of you.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Melissa. Thanks for joining us today, and we really enjoyed our experience at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. So let's start here. Regardless of whether you're a political person or not, a visit to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum really can't help but connect you to America. It details a time in world history that was pretty remarkable, particularly globally. And I know you've attracted more than 5 million visitors over the past 25-plus years. I'd like to know what you hear most often from visitors that surprises them once they experience the museum.
You said that just so perfectly, so thank you. You know, we do like to say, yes, we are the library and museum for Ronald Reagan, and yes, he was a Republican president, but coming here doesn't mean you have to be a Republican. And that's what surprises people. We have the actual Air Force One airplane that flew 7 presidents. We have President Johnson's Marine One. We have a motorcade. We have a real piece of the Berlin Wall. We have a full-scale replica of the Oval Office. So coming up here to the Reagan Library is really, as you just said, a great way to really reconnect with our history, with the American presidency. And it really doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. There's still something here for you to walk away with and enjoy and learn from.
I think that very accurate on that. You know, Melissa, as I previously shared with you off air, you know, Ronald Reagan has been very influential in my own life, and visiting the Ronald Reagan Library has been a bucket list item for me. We've somehow never been able to fit it in, but as Mary can attest, I mean, it really did exceed my expectations.
I think it exceeded both of our expectations.
I think I agree with you. So, in fact, we could have probably spent a lot more time there, and at some point, I'm sure we'll be back, but yeah. What probably struck me the most was so much of what Ronald Reagan talked about during his public life is captured in the library and museum. I mean, first of all, it's a huge facility. The location is just beautiful with the views of the mountains, the valleys, the Pacific Ocean, and it is the shining city on a hill he often referenced. So before we get into some of the specifics, I know you mentioned a few of them, but we'll get into more, share with everyone listening right now a bit about the location, that physical structure, and why the destination really connects with so many visitors.
Sure. So every president, as you know, gets a presidential library and museum, and when President Reagan and his foundation were looking for a location, they had actually settled on Stanford University, and they were getting ready. They had plans. They were getting really close to breaking ground, and at the last minute, Stanford actually backed out. The Hoover Institution is there, and they were worried that they would look too conservative-leaning if they had the Hoover Institution and the Reagan Library and Foundation on its premises. So it was getting really close to groundbreaking, and they had nowhere to go, and they were looking for a new place. At the time, they lived in Bel Air, California, which is basically in Los Angeles. Their ranch was in the San Ynez Mountains, which is basically Santa Barbara. And when they were looking for a place to build a library, a gentleman came forward who owned land in Simi Valley, which is where we're located. And Simi Valley happened to be pretty much the halfway point between their home in Bel Air and their ranch in San Ynez. And, you know, if you know anything about Ronald Reagan, you know, he was a horseman, loved the outdoors, loved nature. Nothing better for him than to get out with an axe and cut down some wood on his, you know, on his own and build a fence. And at the time, Simi Valley was a completely undeveloped city. And so when he came up to our mountaintop and looked out, there were, you know, you couldn't see houses. As you said, you could see the Pacific Ocean. You could see horse trails. You could see the mountains. There's vineyards over on one of the sides of the property, and he just fell in love with the
I don't know how you couldn't.
Yeah, no.
Right?
And
so the building was built in Spanish-style mission to really give him that sense like he was at his ranch, and we've just continued to grow upon that, and keep our property growing with outdoor areas. We've created White House South Lawn replica, the Rose Garden South Lawn replica, and just places to stroll and enjoy the environment up here.
Right, it's just gorgeous. So, Melissa, I do want to mention there are 13 presidential libraries across the U.S., only two on the West Coast. We noticed that there is a passport offered to travelers to visit them all if they choose to do that.
Right.
But the Reagan Library is also a destination because it includes a special exhibit space that features changing events and exhibits from all over the world. And when we were there, we happened to see The World of Da Vinci, the ongoing exhibit, or the current one. With over three dozen reconstructions and works of art, I've seen Da Vinci exhibits in other museums. This was hands down the best one that I've seen.
Great.
So well done. Why was that exhibit space important to Ronald and Nancy Reagan?
Sure. So we want to be, and as did President Mrs. Reagan, we want to not just be a presidential library. One of the things Ronald Reagan said at the opening of the library in November of 1991 is that he didn't just want this place to be a place where scholars interpreted the past. He wanted it to be a place where policymakers debate the future, where community gets together, where people continue to learn and grow. So to just be a presidential library, which of course is very important to us. We're here to promote, you know, President Reagan's legacy. But to just be a presidential library didn't fulfill that mission. So as you said, we have a 10,000 square foot exhibition hall, which makes us different than any other presidential library, where we bring in twice a year world-class traveling exhibitions to really help our community and anyone who comes in to visit learn more about our history. We've done everything from fun. We did an exhibition on baseball and the history of baseball and to, like you said, the one right now we have the World of Da Vinci. We did one on Titanic. And the one coming up after Da Vinci is on two cities lost in the Mediterranean Sea in Egypt 1,200 years ago that were found just a decade ago.
Wow.
And all the items were brought up from the Mediterranean Sea floor. They're just incredible. And we're going to talk about, you know, Egypt and Roman myths and, you know, the gods and all those types of things. Because, again, we want to be a resource, not just on American presidency and history, but really just on anything history-focused. Give you something to do on a Saturday or a weekday or whatever it
might
be.
Well, that's what makes it a destination.
Yeah.
I mean, it is
right.
More, as we said, as Mary said earlier, you don't have to be a political person to go. And, you know, really, I don't know how, were there 25, 20-some-odd rooms that you go through that are in the library?
Right.
It's a really large facility. Yeah, and it does chart the life of Reagan from hometown boy to college athlete to Hollywood star and then all the political life.
Right.
But then you get into those items that are there. And you did say about the actual Air Force One,
right.
You know, tail number 27,000 that flew Reagan and the six other presidents. There's a full-size replica of Reagan's Oval Office, which was just great to be able to go see that. To the plane, I believe it flew something like 660,000 miles or so.
Exactly what it did. Good memory.
Was it okay? Because I was taking a lot of photos. All right, so that's good.
Yeah.
I knew it was. That's just a huge amount.
Was that just during his presidency?
Just during his presidency.
Right. So the plane itself flew over a million miles, of which President Reagan's time on it was 660,000 miles.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Wow.
But I would love for you, because I think everyone around the country will enjoy this. I'm curious if you can share with us why President Reagan always had a birthday cake on board Air Force One when he flew somewhere. I loved this. Could you go ahead and explain that?
Well, you know, Ronald Reagan was a people person. He loved to connect, and he was fearful that he'd be on a flight one day going wherever he was going, whether it was, you know, domestically or internationally, and someone come up to him and say, you know, tap, 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 hey, did you know it was, you know, John Smith's birthday? He's here in, you know, whichever galley he's sitting in. And so there was always a chocolate cake, which, by the way, was the president's favorite. There was always a chocolate cake so that if that happened and someone, you know, tapped him on the shoulder and said it was, you know, John Doe's birthday, he would bring out the cake and sing happy birthday.
And it's still, I loved it. And it's still, it's a replica, but it's still there, which when we saw that, Mary's like, what is that cake doing there?
Maraschino cherries on it.
I love
yum.
It. And now, you know, on a serious note, though, folks, I know we've only got less than a minute, Melissa, but also the location is also the final resting area for the President and Mrs. Reagan, and there is a phenomenal memorial for them. But that's also something that does make the area special. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and just really quickly, President Reagan himself chose that location to be buried because he is facing the west, he's facing the sunset, and he's facing the Pacific Ocean, and that's a really fitting place for him to be.
Yeah, it certainly is. So, listen, we really do appreciate you coordinating our visit. We had a truly great time, as I said, and enjoyed the experience. I really connected with us. Folks, if you want to arrange your own visit, and we would encourage you to do that, you can find out more information. Just visit ReaganLibrary.gov or TheReaganFoundation.org. So, Melissa, enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Melissa. Take care.
All right, there goes Melissa.
Yeah, really impressive library. 1.6 million photographs to go through, 500,000 feet of motion picture film, and just tens of thousands of audio and
all
video
the audio
tapes.
And videos. It's really an impressive place. I hope, folks, if you go, let us know your experience there or any other presidential libraries that are out there. Right now, we're going to take a quick sponsors break, so this is a great opportunity for you to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. After these sponsor messages, there's more RM World Travel coming right up, so stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.